I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Nathan Brown is the current Poet Laureate of Oklahoma, as well as a fine musician, photographer, workshop leader, and teacher. His latest book is Less is More, More or Less, and his most recent CD is Gypsy Moon. He prefers house concerts as a venue, and in keeping with that, he's performing a house concert in Eugene with Beth Wood tonight. He's also doing a reading in Sisters on Saturday evening at Paulina Springs Books. He's here with us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in, Nathan.
Thanks for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
Well, you have your guitar in your hand, so why don't we start on the musical side, shall we?
Sounds good.
What's the first thing you're going to share with us here?
This is one from the Gypsy Moon CD. It's called I'm Functioning So Well Now. Bathroom's a little cleaner, and my stomach's a little leaner, and I'm taking out the trash now almost every day. I'm reading up on Goethe, even ironing my shirts just to make it look like I like my life this way. Hey. Because I'm functioning so well now, don't think anyone can tell now, don't think anybody knows that my sanity comes and goes. I don't think anyone can tell now, because I'm functioning so well. Left the cheap Marsala and some little green and white pillow, and the poodle's not quite as cute now as when we brought it home. I threw out all your Pop-Tarts, and I'll move away when the summer starts to bring back all those memories of a year ago. Because I'm functioning so well now, don't think anyone can tell now, don't think anybody knows that my sanity comes and goes. I don't think anyone can tell now, because I'm functioning so well. Yes, I'm functioning so well now. I can watch reruns of MASH now. Got the tequila to myself now. Can leave my boxers on the floor now. The toilet seat up now, and I think I better quit now.
Nathan Brown live in the KLCC studios with a song from his Gypsy Moon CD. He is live with Beth Wood in a house concert this evening in Eugene and doing a reading tomorrow at Paulina Springs Books in Sisters. Projecting a semblance of sanity, that's an art form too, isn't it?
Yeah, semblance. This is the key word. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, you do pursue a number of art forms. There's a great difference to me between poetry and lyrics. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. And it's the really fast version of that for me is that songs, a melody line and music going with it, allows you to do things with syllables that poetry, especially on the page, doesn't let you do. As Bob Dylan has proven, you can not only stretch out one syllable an unbelievable amount of time, you can also take about 15 of them and cram them into an amazingly small space. Poetry on the page, the rhythm of it has to work, you know, by the word and the phrase and the line. Whereas in music, you can do all kinds of squeezing and stretching and stuff. So it's two very different exercises, and they're two totally separate modes for me.
And do they come from different emotional places in you as well?
Yeah, you know, songs, songs are a lot trickier for me. They're a little bit more mystical, and I don't understand when and where they come from. Poetry, I love it just as mystically and magically, but comes for some reason more naturally. Like we were talking earlier, that I write a poem every day, and I have for the last 16 years. Writing a poem is almost a spiritual practice for me now.
A discipline. It must be quite the discipline if you require that you write a poem a day.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a requirement the first few years, and now it's a spiritual, like I said, a spiritual thing that I can't even get along without. My friends will actually even notice that I'll be agitated if I haven't gotten to the day's poem yet, and they'll kind of excuse me. It's like, you can go now.
But you're functioning so well now.
Yeah, and I am. And poetry, writing a poem a day is also a big part of that, how I'm functioning so well.
Although you write a lot of poems, brevity seems to be a key aspect of your poetry as well. And somehow William Stafford is involved in this?
Yeah, well, that's this book, the one you mentioned, Less is More, More or Less, the whole book actually came from a quote. It was a challenge that came from a friend of mine as a response to this quote from William Stafford. And he has a poem called By a River in the Osage Country. And here's two lines from that poem. He said, "You don't need many words if you already know what you're talking about." Fantastic. I mean, I'm a big William Stafford fan, and I know that I'm in his country now, but... So the whole thing is the book is physically a little smaller. It's a 5x7 book. And the whole challenge that the friend gave to me from that quote was that no poem in this book could be longer than a 5x7 page. So like a postcard turned on edge, it has to be that size.
Well, why don't you give us a sample of what comes out of that book?
Okay. We'll jump around a little. Here's one, called Condolence. I turned 48 this day, so 49 in 365 more, and yes, you know, you're starting to look it when the birthday jokes of your better friends sound softer this year. Maybe one of them lets a heavy hitter slip while averting his gaze to the whole grain cake with only a few candles because of the fire code. But mostly, though, they are all just so sorry that this is happening to you.
Nathan Brown, live in the KLCC studios with us. I wanted to say a song, a poem from Less is More, More or Less. Reading tomorrow at Paulina Springs Books in Sisters after performing on the musical side this evening with Beth Wood in Eugene. Well, you're Poet Laureate of Oklahoma, but you have an unusual approach to poetry, I would say. Why do you think poetry has been so disparaged in the mainstream as it often has been?
Well, I think it's just, and of course, anything that you say at this point is going to anger the poets, and everyone else will go, "Oh, you know, I'm glad, you know, somebody." But it's very simple. To me, it is that. You know, 60, 70 years ago, I don't know, poetry left audiences. It walked away from audiences, and it crawled into academia and eventually up to the top of the ivory tower where there's a severe lack of oxygen to the brain. And it became really concerned with itself. And audiences just don't put up with that. They don't care. So you can go do your thing, but we're not going to read it anymore. Because I came from songwriting to poetry, I've always loved connection with an audience. I've always wanted to tell stories, even if it's a really short one.
So how, as Poet Laureate, are you going about bringing that attitude into the poetry, not only your own work, but the people around you? What are your goals in being Poet Laureate and in making a difference?
Well, honestly, you know, it's interesting that Oklahoma has had a Poet Laureate since 1916, I believe, position. There's a long tradition there, and there's a thriving poetry scene in Oklahoma, in all honesty. And every year, I'll give one quick example, the Woody Guthrie Festival, which I know most folks see as a musical event. For the last 7 years, we've held a poetry event at the Woody Guthrie Festival. David Amram comes and plays, piano and stuff behind the reading. You know, he played behind Kerouac and Ginsberg and all those guys, you know. And we, like last year, we had poets that came from Canada, England, and Australia, as well as all over the United States, just to read at this Woody Guthrie reading. So it's a good community. And it is my goal to tell people, I understand that you were hurt by poetry at one point in your life, and I get that because I was too, but there are some poets who are worth coming back for.
Performance poetry seems to be a trend these days, too. There's a new edge to the kind of poetry that's done live. How do you see performance poetry as a part of all that?
Again, maybe a little controversial, but I have begun to believe that the artist, period, in the time that we're living in now, because of the volume, 300,000 to 400,000 books are published a year. I've come to believe that even novelists, artists have to be good communicators, and they have to be good performers. They have to be good in front of people. The only way you're going to make a connection is by being in front of poetry, being in front of audiences and people. But, slam poetry is a little different from performance poetry, and performance is, there are a lot of different things. But those have been, even though they may not be exactly my thing, those have been good. Those have been good forces for poetry.
Seems like it's brought a live human element back in, where a poem is not just a page, but a human experience.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I've seen slam poets who, there's a guy out of Dallas, I think it was the international slam champion several years ago, Joaquin Ziwatanejo, who I saw this guy. He's the guy who completely changed my mind about slam poetry. I said, okay, wow, if you can do that, okay, I'm on. I'm on board. That's incredible.
Nathan Brown in the KLCC Studios, Poet Laureate of Oklahoma, also a fine musician playing with Beth Wood tonight in a house concert, reading tomorrow at Paulina Springs Books in Sisters. Let's return to the musical side with another song. What's the piece you're going to bring?
Well, I forgot to ask my daughter's permission for this. I did the very dangerous thing of having two songs in very different tunings. We're going to give it a try. Okay, folks, turn your tuners off. This one's for my daughter. It's called Daddy's a Fool. Baby, if it's okay with you, I'd like to walk you to that first day of school. May take a little getting used to, but when it comes to you, a daddy's a fool. And baby, if it's okay with you, like to be there when you leave for that first date. May take a little getting used to, but I'm a fool and I'll worry if you're late. Yeah, I'm a fool for every time you smile or a chance to spend a little while with you. Yeah, when it comes to daddy's a fool. And baby, if it's okay with you, I'd like to be the one to give you away, so you'll know love can always find a way. Yeah, I'm a fool for every time you smile or a chance to spend a little while with you. Yeah, when it comes to you, daddy's a fool. And I don't want to drive you crazy, I just want to be there, baby, anytime. And I don't want to go too far. It's just the way daddies are. Please believe me. So if it's okay with you, I'd like to be there when your baby meets the world. See the moment when that message comes through. Why I'm a fool for my little girl.
Nathan Brown live in the KLCC studios, live in a house concert with Beth Wood and Eugene tonight. Information and location about that from Margie at 541-221-1668, or find the information, email reservations through either Nathan Brown's website at brownlines.com or Beth Wood's website at bethwoodmusic.com. Well, that song made me think, Nathan, that reminded me that a parent's main role is to embarrass their children.
It's true. She's over it now. She's all right. Yeah.
So. And a fine player herself, apparently.
Yes, so. She is. She is, yeah.
Well, I know you really like house concert. What is it about house concerts that draw you so much?
When I lived in Nashville and I was touring with bands out of Nashville and doing some bigger shows and things like that, I was struck by the distance to the audience. And the first time I encountered a house concert was a big revelation for me. It was more fun. Maybe there's some wine, which I find always increases people's appreciation of poetry. But, you know, we have some food together. We have a little dinner. You can play with your best friends. It's always so fun when Beth and I get to play together. But you're closer to the audience. There's more interaction. Sometimes there's even dialogue. It just seems like the artists and the audience have so much more fun. I would much rather have 30 people or so who are really listening than 80 or something in a coffee shop where the cappuccino machine is constantly going off and nobody's really listening. I'd highly prefer that.
Makes great sense to me. House concerts, there is no stage in a certain sense, and it breaks down that barrier.
It's a lot more fun to me.
Well, let's return for balance to the poetic side of things. You have one more thing that you'd like to read for us here?
Yeah, I should do one for the home state, as well as the time of year. So here's a short one called Tornado. It has a thing for May and trailer parks. That dark anger that begins to twist and then spin when warm air rises off the roasting flesh of a planet slowly turning on the spit of its dried up patience.
The home state. Now, you didn't say which state. You're the poet laureate of Oklahoma living in Texas. Which state are we talking about?
I live in Austin. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we're in Oregon right now because it's a little complicated. Yeah, I'm the poet laureate of Oklahoma and I live in Austin. It could be explained, but I'm looking at the clock.
So fortunately for you, you don't have to explain.
Not much longer will I have to, worry about it. But it's very touchy.
Well, what in conclusion do you want people to know about your concerts and your reading upcoming these next couple of days?
Well, I think mainly, the best way I know how to put it is that I'm hoping that my poetry is sort of an invitation back to poetry. I really want to kind of make it an invitation back to giving poetry another look. But what I've found is in house concerts, you mingle it with music. Bring in other great musicians. People will give it a chance, and it just. But I find it to be the perfect avenue to give an invitation to come back to poetry. So,
well, thank you for coming in here to KLCC today, Nathan Brown, singer, songwriter, workshop leader, poet laureate of Oklahoma, live with Beth Wood at 7:30 tonight in Eugene, in a house concert, and live at 6:30 doing a reading in Sisters at Paulina Springs Bookstore. In Sisters. More information at brownlines.com. Thanks again for being here.
Thanks, Eric.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.